My guest on Simply Folk is Jerron Paxton, also known as Blind Boy Paxton, and we're not on any stage, or we're not on any studio, I should say, but we're on the Roots and Reason stage outdoors at the 11th annual Sugar Maple Traditional Music Festival. And every year at this festival, musicians on this stage talk a little bit about their influences and the foundation of their music. And Jerron, maybe for that we should start with your heritage. Can you tell us a little bit about where you're from and what you're from and that sort of thing?
I am a full-blooded American.
You are. You
through are. Through and through. My family was here before America was. My family was making whiskey and growing hemp before it was illegal. And for a long time after it was illegal. My folks are all mixed up. My folks are from the state of Louisiana. You know, you've been there before. The famous song you ever hear, Mamie's Blues 219? Well, that's the train that took everybody from Louisiana to Los Angeles. My folks came to Los Angeles in the 50s, and they a bunch of mixed up people. Indians, Spanish, Sephardim, black, and French, and
you said Indians, Sephardim, as in from the Sephardic Jews from Spain and Portugal?
Yeah, they're Spanish.
Wow.
Like, we, a lot of people from Louisiana have Spanish blood in them, and it just so happens mine is Jewish.
Yay! Yay! Yeah.
So you really
Good
are...
Good Shabbos!
A full-blooded American. Now, you said your folks came from Louisiana. Was that kind of music, Louisiana music, Cajun music, a part of your growing up?
Well, there's a lot more different there's a lot different kinds of music than just Cajun
music.
That's
true.
There's a lot more different kind of people than just Cajuns in Louisiana.
That's true.
And my folks played every kind of music they is. They played French music, they played Cajun music, they play Creole music, which sounds like if you ain't from Louisiana, but a lot of people from down there could tell the difference between French songs and Cajun songs and Creole songs, you know. Slight difference, and a lot of Indian music in there. A lot of Indian music gets carried in fiddling. The way Indians and black people fiddle is a lot similar. And then when they mix up with the French, that was similar still. So it's just, it's a strange music. I like it a whole bunch.
Sounds like a wonderful melting pot.
Yeah, it kind
of
is.
It's music.
Not a melting pot, it's a gumbo. That's
what
we call
it. Yeah, it's a gumbo.
It.
There you go. Why don't we have something? What would you like to start with? Is there anything that sort of brings those styles together that you like to do?
Well, I could play the fiddle, but the fiddle's over there.
We can get you the fiddle.
It's right there. Should I distract them with my witty banter while somebody
fetches
my fiddle?
Yes, why don't you? Distract them with your witty banter.
Does everybody here speak English? Good. Thank you, sir. They say, you finished the third one. One smart fellow, he felt smart. Two smart fellows, they felt smart.
Three smart fellows, they felt smart.
There's one defector. Keep going. Get to five.
Four smart fellows, they felt smart.
We lost a few more.
Five smart fellows, they felt smart.
Okay.
Pitfall there, I think.
You might have to bleep that out on your
radio. No. Not yet. We haven't gotten to bleeping territory yet.
I'll play you a little French music. I think this song actually Come on, Pocket. I can't find you. I think this song comes from Canada, but I like it a bunch. If you got a little First Nation blood in you, you can fake it.
Thank you.
more has a delay.
It does have. We're listening to Jerron Paxton. You are getting an awful lot of attention right now.
Oh, God.
Just people loving your music, listening to you, coming to your shows, and... Why do you think there's such interest and resurgence of this kind of music?
I don't know. I think people are getting tired of tired music. And they don't like what people tell them to like no more. They like what they like. They like the music their parents make and their grandparents make. And at least that's one of my reasons for liking it. I never listened to, I guess some people call it corporate music now. I never listened to what people told me I should like. The only thing that spoke to me was, you know, my people's music. And when I finally heard it, realized it was real music. You know, it wasn't something I just heard in my head. You know, people made records and things like that. I just fell in love with it even more.
What did you grow up listening to as a kid? Did your family make music together?
No. They sang and mumbled and carry on a little bit. I grew up listening, before I was about 12, you know, I listened to whatever was in the house, not actively. You know, I heard a lot of Michael Jackson and Marvin Gaye and Lightning Hopkins and B.B. King and Muddy Waters. And then when I was about 12, you know, I started hearing John Hurt and Buckle White and Skip James and all those type fellas and Uncle Dave Macon and all just good country music. And that's all everybody in South Central listened to is country music and blues. And then the rest of them listened to hip-hop.
That's quite a range.
I stuck with the old folks.
So you grew up in L.A. then? You said your parents moved from Louisiana to...
My grandparents.
Your grandparents.
Yeah, I'm the second generation Westerner.
Okay. And you were surrounded by some of this great old-time music. Now, when we were warming up, you were playing Scott Joplin rags. I heard you doing the Maple Leaf Rag and the Entertainer, I think. How did you discover that kind of music?
Y'all got ice cream trucks out here, don't
you? Did you take formal piano lessons or anything like that?
To play Scott Joplin?
Yeah.
To play Scott Joplin on the guitar, I'd have to take formal piano lessons.
Oh, that's true. Lessons. Yeah. I guess I discovered it on the piano, but... Can we have a little...
I'll tell you, I always wanted to learn to play the piano. My daddy's mother, my mother, is what we call, you know, my grandmother. My dear, she had a piano in a place, and I just, you know, come over and hit a couple notes on it as a little boy, you know, 2-3 years old. I say when I got big, I wanted to play the piano, but we could never afford one where I was in South Central. So when I got a guitar, I had to learn everything I wanted to play on the piano on the guitar. That's why I play guitar like I got 2 or 3 hands. You know, you got to play piano the same way.
Well, you were playing those Scott Joplin rags. It was amazing. Can you do one for us?
Sounds good. Sounds good. Which one you want?
Oh, wait, whichever one you like.
I got to not destroy the sandwich. that sandwich is important.
This guitar, by the way, it was made in Madison by a guitar maker named Todd Cambio, right?
I want one of these guitars very bad.
It's on loan for today.
Todd Cambio makes some of the best guitars in America, and I'd love to own one. He's going to get me fitted for one when he gets back. I plan on seeing him, but he's out there having the ball.
It has a big, beautiful sound for small guitars.
I'm a big, beautiful man.
Yes, you are.
I've got to put a little of me in this little guitar, you know. Which one you wanted?
Whichever one you like.
Oh. Thank you. I need my coffee, I'm sorry.
Maple Leaf Rag, Scott Joplin, and that was Jerron Paxton doing magnificent work on that gorgeous guitar.
It was all right. Wasn't
yeah, it sure was. We're here on a nice, warm August day. It's the 11th annual.
It's August already.
Can you believe it? Yeah.
Holy moly, donut
Perfect
shop.
Day to enjoy some music, and there are kids running around with little fiddles and people playing in the jam tent, and there's a big stage. It's just a really nice setting to enjoy this kind of music. So your nickname is Blind Boy, and mm-hmm. I read that you became visually impaired as a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And in Wales, for instance, there's been centuries-old tradition of if there was a child with any kind of vision impairment, they were steered into a career as a harpist, and they would become a wandering troubadour telling stories and harp mm-hmm. composer and player. And I think about Blind Willie McTell and Blind Lemon Jefferson and some of the others. Is there that kind of tradition? Was that part of any of the reason you became a musician? Did it have anything to do with it?
No, I was playing music long before that happened. That happened my senior year of high school, and I've been playing music since I was 12 years old. I got my nickname because of my love for Blind Boy Fuller. People think, just seeing as I have a visual impairment, that Blind Boy is related to the fact that I walk into things. It's actually related to the fact that for a brief period, y'all remember this thing called MySpace?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, back when poor people like me first were able to get the internet, I had a MySpace, and it went under several high school nicknames. And one of them I picked was Blind Boy Paxton when I'm about 15, 16. And then somebody said, we want this dude to get a gig. Where is this Blind Boy Paxton? And I had to stake my hand up, and they found me. And I've been stuck with it ever since.
Ah.
The reason I love Blind Boy Fuller's guitar playing. And then I soon found out he had learned everything from Reverend Gary Davis, so I stopped calling myself Blind Boy Paxton. But I was the only one who stopped. Everybody else kept on.
You could be Reverend Paxton.
I'm Jewish.
Well, let me ask you about that. We talked briefly, and you're wearing a yarmulke underneath your big hat.
That's why it's so hot. Yeah. I was like, it's hot out here. Jeez.
Is it hard being on the road and trying to keep an Orthodox life?
Yes.
How do you do it?
Bezrat Hashem.
Pardon?
With help.
With help. Yeah, I guess that works.
With help from my sisters, right?
Yeah.
There.
What would you like to do next? Is there anything by Blind Boy Fuller that you'd like to do? Or
I told you, I don't like Blind Boy.
You don't
Fuller
not now. Anymore. Okay.
I found out he learned from Reverend. I'll play you a song I learned from Reverend Garrett Davis.
Sounds good.
It's a two-step. see if I got room here. It's called The Candyman. He didn't write it, but it came out when he was, what's it, about 1904. He'd have been about nine years old then. Good piece of music. Right by the microphone. Grab it quickly. I don't want to stop. She will call back. She's relentless. Candyman, salty dog. Candyman, salty dog. Candyman. Dog. I'd give anything in this whole round world just to get that Candyman home. Candyman, fattening hog. Candyman, fattening hog. Candyman, fattening hog. I'd give anything in this go round world just to see that Candyman home. Big leg out of, big leg out of, big leg out of. Leg out, big leg out, big leg out. I love that big leg gal, God knows I do. Run, get your picture, get my baby some bill. Run, get your picture, get my baby some. Run, get your picture, get my baby some bill. Run, get your picture, get my. Run, get your picture, get my baby some bill. Run, get your picture, get my. I wish I was in New Orleans, just sitting on a candy store. My Candyman home. Little red light, little green light, little red light, little green light, little red light, little green light. Stop on the red and go on the green. Don't mess with Mr. in between. Come get the picture, get my baby some bill. Run, get the picture, get him. Run, get the picture, get my baby some bill. Run, get the picture, get him. In this God Almighty world, just to get that Candyman home.
Jerron Paxton doing Candyman.
It was my mama.
It was your mama. by the Reverend Gary Davis. We are live at the 11th Annual Sugar Maple Traditional Music Festival. I'm Stephanie Elkins, and this is a special interview on Simply Folk. And Jerron is calling his mama back from the stage. Is that what you're doing?
Sorry, Riley, baby, your little box got here. I just wanted to tell you, I thought it was way bigger than that. But it's here. Love you, bye.
Hey, little potato head boy, I'm sitting up here looking at your mama. You won't answer my phone call? Boy, I'm going to trip you down and make you skin your knees, okay? This your daddy.
They keep a close eye on you, huh?
Yeah.
I can see why. Now, some of the music that you do has a little bit of double entendre, a little bit of maybe...
You think so.
I think so. How do you learn this music? Where do you find it? Practice. Do you write any of your own? Do you do any of your own?
I write songs at whim. We wrote a song last night, as a matter of fact, that was based off the song Roll on the Ground about using the outhouse.
I bet that was fun.
It was remarkable.
He won a guitar.
I won a guitar.
For a song about the outhouse, using the outhouse.
Yes. No.
I don't. Might not be.
The
might
FCC
not be radio.
Or FAA or. Yeah.
It may not be radio friendly. We probably have to bleep the whole thing.
Yeah.
You have so much joy when you sing. You're just the smile just lights up your face, and it comes through your instrument and through your hands and your whole body. And you seem to lift everybody else up too.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Is that something that you is just natural?
Well, you should have a good time when you play music. And, you know, music is a very spiritual thing, you know.
Yeah.
We're just souls with bodies, not the other way around. And when you connect everybody's spirit through music, that's the best way to connect everybody. You know, nobody cares about it,
yeah.
Anything besides the music.
Yep.
I've had two sets of friends that couldn't stand each other, but as soon as you play music, they start dancing with each other and forget their politics and their blah blah this and their blah blah that. You know, they're just having a good old time. And I'm built for comfort. I'm sorry.
No, I agree. I think music can get inside you and lift you up, especially acoustic music.
Exactly.
You know, there's something about the vibrations and wood and things that just it really can transform you, make you feel better physically and emotionally,
yes,
and spiritually.
Can.
Yeah.
Just like these chips.
How about another tune? Since you have your mouth full.
You want an instrumental? Got some fiddle lovers?
Yeah. Oh, you've got your banjo too.
I do have a banjo over there, but we got a call for the fiddle.
What you want to hear on the fiddle? Doesn't make a difference?
You like that? I got a tune all crazy to play that one. Play a song about these five twins.
By who?
It's a song about the five twins. With six parts. The extra twin belonged to the milkman. Oh, baby, act right for your daddy. That string's about to die. Get it in tune, play it out of tune.
Mm-hmm. Fiddle piece called, is it really called The Five Twins?
It's called La Singe Jumelle.
And what's the background?
That means five twins in French.
Oh, okay. And how did you learn that?
My friend Frankie Fairfield plays that tune.
Oh.
And I love most all the music. I love about all the music Frank plays. He plays real good music. And I snatched that tune from him.
Well, and you play blues, you play some jazz. We heard some ragtime today. You play really some old-time string-type music. Do you call yourself a certain, do you adhere to a certain genre or anything like that?
No, I play traditional music.
Just traditional.
And I'm at a traditional music festival.
That's right.
I think there's no better place.
No better place is right, because we love this kind of music.
Good.
Yeah. So you have, I think, one CD out, a recording.
Mm-hmm.
Something about a snail pie.
You just heard the crunch of the snail pie.
Any plans for future recordings so we can enjoy it over and over again?
Speaking of my friend Frank Fairfield, me and my friend Frank Fairfield just cooked up. Over a new record, he put me out one, and I got it with me. Y'all get the pre-release copies.
Oh.
There will never be no more like this. It is one of 600. There's only 600.
Really?
So once these go, that's it.
You and Frank together?
No, it's just me.
Just you.
But he did the hard work. Frank did a really good job of putting this record together in a way that even curmudgeons like him and myself can enjoy it. And I you know, it's rare that a musician enjoys the sound of their own voice, and the rest of the people still like them. But this is one of those rare instances.
I have to say, you've called yourself a curmudgeon, and you sing like you're decades old. How old are you?
I was born in the year of our Lord, 57 and 49. Well, 1989. Whoever's not in the mush book.
Oh, a baby, just a baby doing this beautiful old time music. You're too young to call yourself a curmudgeon.
No, I'm a quarter of a century old. Honey.
So, what kind of music is on the CD?
Oh, it's fiddle tunes like that.
Mm-hmm.
Blues and rags and song about a man who likes chicken too much. Some harmonica music, some banjo music.
That's true. You play not only the instruments we see here, but accordion and harmonica.
Say what? I got an accordion for a 16th birthday present. And I took it to school one day and somebody knocked it off the table. So that ended my Zydeco career.
Aww.
I ain't played accordion since
you
then.
You haven't? Oh, mm. I think I saw it. Maybe I shouldn't trust what I read online.
No.
I also read online that you didn't like to listen to anything written before 1934. Yeah, somehow that's some kind of a legend about you.
Yeah, don't read. Yeah. Don't believe what you read on the internet. You know what Abraham Lincoln said? He said, don't believe everything you read on the internet. You know where I read that?
I think we have time for just about one more tune. How, the man
Hand
who
me
likes.
That banjo.
Okay.
That worked well. We were right there. Is it in tune? No. No. Banjos don't play in tune.
It's a rhetorical question.
Well, what do you... Please distract him with your witty
banjo. I was going to ask you about the man who liked chicken too much. Is that a song that can be aired on the radio safely and during a family-friendly time frame?
Yes. You can air it off my new record. When you purchase a copy.
Yeah, we will.
Pay me residuals.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll put a link to your website. And do you do all that social media stuff, Twitter and Facebook and
no,
all of that?
No, I just do Greenback Dollars.
Just MySpace. I wish I knew some good banjo jokes. Does anybody have a good banjo joke? The difference between a banjo and a chainsaw? You can tune a chainsaw.
That was a pun. You know the difference between a pun and a fart?
People laugh. She said, people laugh when you fart.
That's a good answer. I thought a pun was a shift of wit.
Not only a gifted musician, but a great storyteller, joke teller, entertainer, showman, troubadour. We'll have one more tune. What is it going to be?
Oh, you Irish?
No.
I am. My mother-in-law was.
Oh, that sounds almost like a drone kind of a...
I play some songs for my Irish friends. I'll play... now see what it turns into. We'll start Irish and see where it goes. friend Josie should be here. Louisiana, as you all know, and that's where the Jim Malone Joseph's all go. Them Joseph's gather around, this bell does ring, and this is the song they do sing. Hey, get along, Jim Malone Joseph, hey, get along, Jim Malone Joe. Hey, get along, Jim Malone Joseph, hey, get along, Jim Malone Joe. President was General Washington, and the one we got now was old Martin Van Buren. And although General Washington dead long, it's the country strong, his name float ahead. Hey, get along, Jim Long Joe. See, hey, get along, Jim Long Joe. Hey, get along, Jim Long Joe. See, hey, get along, Jim Long Joe.
Irish music on the banjo with some Martin Van Buren in between.
Mm-hmm. The great president. Oh.
Wonderful banjo sound, too, with, was it nylon strings on that?
Yes.
Really? It says, gives it a beautiful mellow tone.
It's what banjos are supposed to sound like.
Yeah. But my guest has been Jerron Paxton, also known as Blind Boy Paxton, playing guitar and fiddle and banjo and singing all kinds of music. And I suspect we're going to be hearing a lot more from you. Thank you so much for sharing your time and your talent with all of us here today.
Well, thank
you. Really appreciate
it. It is good to be here in lovely Madison at that pretty lake. Now is it time to get into debauchery?
Not till the sun goes down.
Not.
Thank you very much.
All right.